It's time for Civic Thrills with Richard Hills.
Hey, Richard Hills. How you going? I believe you think the mayor's back? We're not sure. What's going on?
I think he's back today, so maybe I got that confused, but I'm all good.
Yeah, all right, good, thank you, good, thank you. What's council been up to just prior to the mayor's returning?
A lot of meetings, as usual. We had environment community last week. We were discussing weeds and...
Ooh, yuck!
1080, and we had the community and development last week, a whole lot of grants. Set out for events for the big day out and for the Christmas parade and.
What sort of applications? People have applied to the council for funding that sort of thing, and then how do you decide? Do the amount of applications sort of decide how much funding there is? Like if there's lots of applications and they all seem pretty good, do you sort of spread the funding out, or do you just say, look, we're going to pick 8 this year? Or
yeah, well, thankfully we increased the grants for the first time in 5 years this year for arts and culture, community, and something else, events. We do end up getting about 3 or 4 or 5 times the number of applications. You know, the quantities of applications way over kind of, I can't get my words, but we definitely don't have enough money to fund everyone.
Exceed.
So basically they're ranked based on our plan, so around the Auckland plan and how much of the community will they reach and what the outcomes are and can other people fund this. So we just partnership.
Right, right.
So we don't fund the whole thing. It's sort of like...
You can't just make an application to the council and say, oh, me and some old school friends are keen to have a piss up.
Yeah, well, it depends how diverse your
old school friends are, yeah. But if you genuinely have some sort of something that's community focused or of benefit or adds colour to the community, it's worthwhile approaching the council about.
Yeah, definitely. And if the smaller kind of programs, events, or ideas you've got can go to the local boards, so they've got funds too. But we're sort of more regional, so you've got to show that your event will, you know, it might be a sports event or a, you know, bigger event like Pacifica or. Christmas parade or big day out, which actually gets people from all over.
I'll stop. Look, I'm just going to stop you there, Richard, because that's the second time you've said the big gay out, and you just made someone panic on BFM already. So a text coming, did Richard Hills just say big day out?
No, not the big day.
You got to remember, there's a lot of big day out addicts, former addicts, here on BFM. So
I'm not so far campaigning to bring it back, unfortunately. Sorry.
But so get it in nice and early. How soon did you say?
How's today?
Now, how soon did you say if you're going to make an application for funding, if you had some event like that?
Okay, so there's this. If you go onto the Auckland Council website and go grants and funding, and there's a list of dates. So we do several rounds a year, so you can get in. You need to be in a couple months before the date, and then the staff sort of rank it all, and we then argue about.
Discuss, you mean? Discuss, robust discussion.
Yeah, hey,
awesome, and that's cool. So that's what happened this week. One thing I did want to talk to you about, though, dog owning Aucklanders will soon have consistency across the whole city about when dogs are allowed to be off the leash. Is that not the case at the moment? I'm not a dog owner, so I don't know.
No, what was frustrating with that story is it got sort of taken out of context. So a local board member, because we go to the local boards and ask for their views on things, and it got taken out of context. So basically we're reviewing the regional dog policy for regional parks, which won't affect your local board area unless your local board changes it. So we have like a regional policy and then the local board can have it their way. So people won't see much change. We're not going to suddenly overnight have on leash everywhere. We were getting 1,000 emails a day on this, but it's not, never fear. It's just basically a review of what we're doing. But it's not going to affect how people have their dogs right now. But the difficult thing is we do get a lot of calls that it's too different across the city, that people don't know when they go to one park or one beach what's going on. So we're trying to make it easier, but at the moment it's just in discussion phase.
Right.
But we haven't actually reviewed the regional parks policy.
The dog management bylaw 2012, that's the one you're talking about, needs reviewing, isn't it?
No, that's
Okay, Richard. Well, anything we need to know from a council point of perspective before we say goodbye?
Council point of view, no, just the same sort of stuff as ever. I'm so sorry, Mikey. I didn't realise I was on some of this.
No, I realise that.
just the general stuff. If you haven't been to the Auckland Plan website, or you can also go to our Climate AKL site and add your ideas into our climate change management plan. So we want Aucklanders' views and that, their ideas into how we can be a climate-friendly city. And also, if you haven't checked out the Auckland Plan website, that launched the week before, aucklandplan.co.nz, and that's basically the next 30 years of Auckland and how we can all work together on those kind of issues around transport and environment and water and all the cool culture and event stuff as well. So,
and this beautiful city of ours.
Pardon?
And the beautiful city of ours.
Exactly.
Hey, Richard, thanks for talking to us. I guess we'll be talking to the mayor next time around. So it's been cool that you've been covering for him while he's been away. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Enjoyed it.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
That was Civic Thrills with Richard Hills.